We will talk about the myths associated with the frontier and the United States. One of the notions that's very important is the notion of the promised land and manifest destiny. The term manifest destiny was introduced by John O'Sullivan, a newspaper editor. O'Sullivan stated that it was America's manifest destiny to overspread the continent, suggesting that through expansion, the United States could become a recognized political and social superpower. And as Sullivan argued, America had been uniquely chosen for the task of expanding westward, driving out the wilderness, and establishing civilization. The notion that America was a God-given present was started by the Pilgrim Fathers. The Pilgrims came to the U.S. with the hope of religious freedom. So the importance of religion and religious freedom until this day is one of the foundations of America. The idea of religious freedom was very important for those who went westward on the frontier. The Mormon Trail, which was more than 1,300 miles long, took many people through the Rocky Mountains between 1846 and 1868. These people, who were Mormons, later founded Salt Lake City in Utah, where they could practice their faith. The religious importance associated with the frontier is obvious in the painting American Progress by John Gast. We can see Columbia, who is pictured like a Greek goddess, hovering over the frontiers and guiding them towards the West.